This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from Moon Doggies every Wednesday night at 7:30. I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host Moon Doggies Pizza. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. Come on, I know we can make some noise in here. There we go.
Yeah, a little bit smaller crowd than that, but there's going to be a bigger one next week.
There'll be a bigger one after we take care of Pierce, right, Coach?
That's right.
Coach, you're coming off a 2019 season. We went 6-6, but we did something we haven't done in a decade. That's win a first-round playoff game. A lot to build off of coming off last season, coming into this season.
Oh, absolutely. We were very excited about the way we were able to turn the season around, you know, starting off with a slow start and being able to, we had a little bit of adversity we had overcome, but our kids overcame it. And once they did, we started hitting it and rolling. And, you know, the city championship loss was really a turning point for our season. You know, a lot of teams in the past after a loss like that would have folded. But that didn't happen with our kids. We bounced back and played really good and started uniting with one another. And a lot of good things happened for our program. And we were hoping that it would continue for this year.
Coach, we're going through a global pandemic right now. You had high hopes in the off season, and that all gets derailed in March. You don't have a spring practice. Your summer program gets off to a slow start because of the pandemic. Talk a little bit about how the pandemic has affected your program, just particularly from developing young talent, which you needed that spring football to practice to do so.
Well, one thing I'm going to start, Kip, it definitely has affected us in a very big way. But what we started doing in our program a year ago was this Pirate Leadership stuff in our zero block. And in that zero block, we talk about, one of the things we talk about is trust, enthusiasm, hard work, mental toughness, adversity. And that's what we're dealing with right now is we have a lot of adversity thrown in our plate. We're trying to learn how to adapt and overcome and really teaching these kids how to look for solutions instead of focusing on a problem. Because the problems and like the obstacles are keep getting thrown in our face. It just seems like, oh dang, these boys are able to handle this, let's throw this at them. They handle this, let's throw something else at them. And it just seems like that keeps going on with our youth. And we're working real hard. Sometimes it gets a little bit overwhelming with them, but we always regather and keep moving forward.
Coach, something that didn't fall off was the strength and conditioning program. I was in the weight room about 2 weeks ago and I saw kids like Amarion Whitfield walk by and big defensive lineman, 99K Sean, and they walked by and these kids have put on some bulk, they put on some muscle and their bodies have changed.
Well, they've really worked hard. I mean, our weight program has really increased. For the first time, we have 4 or 5 offensive linemen were benching over 315 pounds since I've been here. We have several guys on our team that are squatting in the 500 or close to the 500 pound mark, and then our power cleans have increased. And like I said, the explosiveness, the speed, there's a lot of things that we're very proud of our conditioning and weight program. And also, we focused a lot on the injury prevention, hip mobility, and you know, we're hoping all that stuff will pay off as well.
Coach, rumor has it that Caleb Cook can squat most of Glenn County. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, Caleb Cook is a very strong individual. He's one of the guys I was talking about that can rep 315, I don't know how many times, and on the bench can squat over 500. I mean, not just once. I I mean, he'll rep over 500, like 515, something like that. I can't really remember, 510. And he's repped that 10 times.
Wow. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, going into the summer program, I believe you were able to start, I guess, what, in early June? And how many kids do you have in the program right now? And, you know, are the numbers up from last year?
The numbers are not up from last year, and a lot of that has to do with the pandemic issues. The interest is up, you know, and when we started school, a lot of individuals wanted to get back, you know, in our program, but we weren't allowing, you know, ones that knew about the workouts and missed at the cutoff date in July. You know, if they missed that, we didn't let them, unless they were a ninth grader. We were lenient with the ninth graders and allowed some of them, but if they weren't a ninth grader, we didn't allow them back.
Coach, this is the first year you came here in 2017. This is the first year where every kid in the program has been yours.
Yes.
And that, what's that do for the continuity of the football program?
Well, it helps us with, you know, being here for 4 years and having the kids having the fact that they can rely on a coach. Before I got here, there was a lot of coaches change that was going on in Brunswick. I mean, that 2017 class was extremely talented, but I was the third head coach they had in 4 years. And yeah, that's pretty tough on them. And these guys didn't have to go through that. You know, we've had some coaching changes, on our staff, but for the most part, you know, there's been a lot of continuity there, and that's really big. And this year, I had zero turnover. I had the entire staff back from last year.
Coach, one thing I've noticed in the few practices that I have attended over the summer is the business-like approach of your football team. There's no more people just lollygagging. It's like, you know, there's a focus, there's a business approach, and it just feels a little bit different.
Playing with a purpose. The kids are out there. They have a mission, and yeah, you know, we feel like we're playing more than just wins on Friday night with our program. The stuff that we've been talking about with the Talk About It Tuesday program, the All About the Family, our kids are bought in to what we're doing. And something could be very special when you got a bunch of individuals on a team that are drinking the same Kool-Aid. And, you know, we have a new breakdown, you know, this year. It's, we'll say like one, the coach will say one, and they'll say heart, and they'll say one, and then they'll say beat, and then say, you know, why it just keeps going on, and it says one team, and it says it's one heart, one team. I mean, one beat, one team, one heart, one beat, one team, and then they get excited about that, and that's the individualism that we used to have in the past. We are getting past that, and we are understanding that this team is bigger than any individual.
Coach, one last question before we go on our first break. With the lack of a spring practice, your school got called off in March. It was online, virtual. What did you and your coaching staff do to stay on top of things during that void at the end of last school year?
Well, we met, did the virtual meetings and stuff like that to just keep it fresh, and we made sure that we kept in contact with our players, made sure that they're still doing what they needed to be doing as best we could. A lot of it was we were relying on the things we saw, but they were sending us videos and stuff like that about their workouts, and we were watching the progression, and we just kept trying to encourage. And our staff, we stayed together and just worked on things that would help us, you know, get better.
More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go Pirates!
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Francis. Segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Peachtree Pest Control and also I-95 Toyota Coats. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about your coaching staff. I know you really, really love this coaching staff you've assembled at Brunswick High. Talk a little bit about them.
Oh, I absolutely do. You know, I'm going to start with, since we already talked with about the strength and conditioning program, I'll start with William Pinnell. You know, he's our strength and conditioning coordinator, and he does a tremendous job. He also works on the back end with our defensive backs and does a lot of things with marrying up our defense to the front, and very happy for what he brings to the table. He's soft-spoken, but when he speaks, the kids understand. He knows what he's talking about, and they listen. So it's just, he has that air about him that he's just extremely intelligent, and you know, we're blessed to have Coach Pinnell. And then, yeah, on the defensive side of the ball, so staying there with Coach Tedder, our defensive coordinator.
Love Coach Tedder.
Yeah, he's a high-energy guy.
He is.
He is, and he really acts as the CEO of that defense. You know, and what's really a good thing about this defense and with Tedder's personality is all of our coaches on the defensive side of the ball have really good input, and we listen, and then it's married together, and that really helped our staff gel. You know, and it's done really good. So he was a great addition to our program as well. Of course, you know, Brian Edwards is now coming into his third year with us.
He's the fire-up guy. He gets these guys fired up, doesn't he?
He has a lot of fire in him, that's for sure. But he's a linebacker coach. Your linebacker coach has to have that. And again, he does a really good job with not just firing him up, but teaching him the fundamentals and how to play the game with enthusiasm. Now Tedder, last season he didn't coach a position. This season he's coaching the outside linebackers because the scheme's a little different. We're doing a 4-3 scheme, so he takes care of the two outside backers that we have, and he's been really focusing on and getting them right, and really focusing on our whole defensive front because he has a guy like William Pinnell and Willie Bolden on the back end that really take care of the back end. He's got to make sure that the back end marries up with the front, and that's where Coach Bolden and Coach Pinnell come in to help out. And then, of course, you know, you got the man that's been there forever, and Coach Butts on the defensive line. He's been there for a long time.
He's a Brunswick High. He's just a statue of him. He's been there forever. You're right.
Yeah, he was there with Coach Friedman, and he's made it through a lot of coaching changes, and he does a really good job on the defensive line, and he's just, yeah, he's such a spiritual leader and such a good man and a high character man. And our defensive staff, I'm very pleased with it. On the offensive side of the ball, you can't not leave out Coach Grady. Coach Grady's been my right-hand man now for a long time. He's our assistant head coach, offensive line coach, offensive coordinator. You need something done, Coach Grady gets it done, and we really, you know, really enjoy. I've really enjoyed having him on my staff for as long as I've had him. I know he has a bright future, you know, as a head coach somewhere, and I just hope he continues to stay with us for a while. And then you have Coach Vaughn, does a phenomenal job with hyping up and stuff like that, like Edwards, but he also does the academics, and that's so important. The academics of our team, and you ask the teachers, you know, they can call
Coach Vaughn. Coach Vaughn makes them pay the piper, and our discipline level is a lot better in the classrooms, and our academic GPA is way up there compared to where it was when I first got here. And a lot of that is Coach Vaughn's, what he brings to the table. And then, of course, Coach Brady and Coach Kersey with the receivers and the quarterbacks, that they've been there the whole time I've been at Brunswick, and they've been doing a great job. And Coach Richardson helps with the running backs, and he does a great job. It's a really good staff, and I'm very fortunate. And we have such a great camaraderie. I mean, we're a family. The staff's a family, and you need that, in this coaching world.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, one of the things that really touched me earlier, in the spring, early summer, was your football coaches organized a unity walk and, focused on our theme, which is all about the family. And man, I was really, really, I really enjoyed that outing, and I really enjoyed just seeing how your coaches interact with the community and, fans that showed up for that walk. And that was a special day.
It really was. And it's really sparked a movement. And, it was, we're still rallying from that deal. It was, a situation that hurt, the tragedy that happened in Brunswick with the Mod Opry. And, our staff is extremely close, and we're extremely diversified. And when you look at how it affected members, because I wasn't here when Mod was here. I didn't know him. But a lot of my staff members, they knew him.
Called his name, many Teddy Bishop's here, the voice of the Pirates. And we called his name many, many nights on the radio back in about 8-10 years ago.
Right.
So football player.
Yeah, and that passion. I feel like I've known him with Coach Vaughn, with all the stuff that Coach Vaughn and Willie Bolden. Willie Bolden played with him.
Yep.
Coach Butts, Coach Vaughn, they coached him. Chantel, our trainer, that was one of her babies that she had. She worked with him. So our staff was hurting. And we went out on a golf outing, our staff did, and we started talking about some of the situations going on in today's world and all the division. And then we said we needed to have a meeting about this. So we do one of these things. We went to Coach Grady's house, and we had this Thirsty Thursdays, we called it, where we just go to Coach Grady's house and have some camaraderie with each other. And we got into a really good discussion about today's social issues. And I thought, and we saw where some of our staff members were hurting. So I felt we needed to go do something in our staff meeting. So we had a staff meeting. That meeting lasted 3.5 hours. But during that staff meeting, we were talking about differences, and we were able to listen to each other and what we were trying to accomplish. Because one thing our staff does is love each other. It doesn't matter what difference type of politics that you might feel or what it is that you're into. This staff has each other's back, and we were able to listen to each other's point of views and have empathy for them. And with doing that, we were able to come up with something that we thought would be unique. It was a united, because that's what we're trying to be as a staff. We said, man, we need to be united. We want our kids to be united. Let's try to show our community what it means, to be a united Brunswick High Pirate. So we decided to do this unity walk, and we partnered with the Iron Woman Mod, Foundation, because, the Iron Woman Mod or the Ahmaud Arbery case is what really sparked our interest in getting this stuff done. And man, it is really taking off, and our kids really buy in. That's where Talk About It Tuesday comes from, and all the stuff that we're doing now.
Is there a chance we might see that number 21 jersey on the sidelines this year?
Oh, yes. That's going to happen, and we're gonna do several different things. We have what we're doing now. Our team, when we get off the bus, when we arrive at any stadium, including our own, we're going to walk arm in arm down, and we're playing for something bigger than wins on Friday night. We're playing for the unity that we're talking about. We're playing for Ahmaud. We're playing for just we want this country to see what it is that it is to be together and to love one another. And so we feel we have a big stage there, and we're gonna do this unity walk hand in hand all the way down, and then we're gonna say a few things in the end zone, and then we're gonna break it down on one heart, one beat, one team. And we're gonna say it over and over again, and we're gonna really get that feel of unity, because we want it to be like that with our community.
Hey, Coach, you got us all ready to suit up in here, Moondoggers tonight. That's good stuff. When we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about the roster. We'll go through the position groups. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glynn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461, and let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Brantz. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by our host, Moondoggies. Coach, going through the position groups as you get in fall camp, you know, kids working hard. It just feels like this has been one of the hotter summers on record for some reason. It's been hot and humid. The kids have been out there working hard. So let's start on the defensive side of the football, and I'll just start with the defensive backs. Take us through that position group.
Defensive backs is where we probably took our biggest hit in 2019. We played seven different guys there throughout the rotation, and five of those seven guys were seniors. So we lost quite a bit, but we got Aronde Gaston's back, and he was a starter, and he grew up a man. I have some film on him in practice where you can see the things
all skills.
That the things that he's doing this year he's even more complete of a player than he was last year. So I'm excited about his leadership and his presence. We lost a really good player in Devin. You know, he was the other safety. But we have a sophomore named Ivan Johnson that has stepped up in Devin's place, and we almost haven't missed a beat.
You raved about him all through fall camp.
I did. You know, this kid is a fantastic athlete. He's a sophomore, and he's got to grow up. You know, this will be his first varsity experience, his first varsity game, but all through camp and all through up to this preseason going into this game, he's really looked like a head on. I mean, he's gonna knock your head off when you come across that field. You remember, Aubrey that we had a few years ago? He reminds me a lot of Aubrey.
Okay.
He has the same ball skills as Gaston's, but he's a headhunter like Aubrey. So that's something that's exciting. to see out of Ivan Johnson. And then you have Derek Smith, who's playing the other corner. We had a little playing time out of him last year. But Keon Perry is also playing in that position. And Keon is another sophomore that's really, you know, coming into his own, and he's going to do a good job there. And then we have Amarion Whitfield. Amarion Whitfield is a whole nother level player than he was last year.
I saw him in that weight room the other day. He had his shirt off, and he looked good.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what Amarion Whitfield's going to do. Amarion's actually going to play both sides of the ball for us. He's, you remember a kid named Jalen Jackson we had just a couple of years ago?
Wow.
Amarion Whitfield, we're going to use him the same manner that we use Jalen. He's going to play cornerback for us. He's a real physical corner. He's fast. And then he's also going to play that same position that Jalen did when we brought Jalen in on the offensive side of the ball. So the defensive backfield is very talented. They lack experience, but they got talent. And we just got to make sure it comes together. And when it comes together, that's going to be a dangerous unit.
Coach, on the defensive line, we've got something in Brunswick High that I haven't seen in years, and that's size. And we got a little bit of depth, it seems like, finally, on the defensive line. I know we're banged up a little bit in spots, but we got some big kids on the defensive line.
We do. I pray that some changes are made to this COVID pandemic policy, because it's really affected us on the defensive line, you know, with some of the stuff.
We'll have a follow-up for what you just said.
Yeah, well, we can talk a little bit about that after we're done talking. Let me brag about these kids a little bit first. But Keyshawn Thomas, our nose guard, he's a sophomore. He's, you know, already got SEC offers. So he's very explosive. He's he's going to be hard to deal with. He's definitely pretty good. And you remember Caleb Hampton, you know, from last year. Caleb Hampton is he's back and he's playing hard and he's getting after it. We got this kid named Jimerson, sophomore. If you remember, Kip, off the air, I talked to you about gains in the weight room. This kid has gained 260 pounds in weight. I'm talking about in his lifts. 260 pounds in his three quart lifts, and it really shows on the field. That kid plays. He's got a motor that doesn't stop. He gets after it. He works hard. We have another 6'7" sophomore that's really starting to come into his own, and it's Merriweather. He's learning. Why he has to go both ways right now too, because of pandemic COVID rules. So he's put in a situation where he's going to have to go both ways, but as a sophomore, and the depth's there, and there's some good kids. I know David Neubauer is another one of them, and I know I'm leaving some kids out that are going to be effective on the defensive line, but I can't think of an injury.
We've got some depth there. That's the key. Size and depth, and it's young talent.
Well, Caleb Cook will also play on the defensive side of the ball.
Okay.
And when he's on the defensive side of the ball, he can cause some issues as well.
And Cook's one of my, probably going into the season, I don't know why, you're going to convince me of it, but this linebacker group, I'm high on these linebackers. We've got some kids at linebacker that can play, and talk a little bit about them.
Well, that's where we have most of our experience coming back. Every one of our starting linebackers, when they're all there, again, I'm sorry, but COVID rules are affecting that. But when all my linebackers are there, they're all seniors. All the starters are seniors. Now we have some talented sophomores that are backing them up, and they're going to get a lot of playing time because, you know, this court was hit pretty hard. But you have Cameron Crump.
He's a machine.
He is. He's another one of those little guys with an engine that just doesn't stop running. He's extremely explosive, and you can tell a difference when he's in there. And then, you know, A.J. Wilson, he's bulked up to 225 pounds, and he's still running a 4.5 40. So he's someone else that I'm excited about. And you have Zane Neubauer, very, very physical kid that's playing at the linebacker. Bryce Morris, another senior with a lot of experience. But we're going to have guys like Lionel Tweedy. He's only a sophomore. He's going to have to start in one of those positions at linebackers because of the COVID policy, but some of our players having to be out. By the way, none of my players are affected. Just, I want to get that out there. None of our players actually have COVID. They just happen to be sitting in a seat besides someone they were assigned in class, they have COVID, and because of the policy, if you're within 6 feet and you're in the school, you have to be out in quarantine for 14 days because, you know, forget that we're wearing masks, Kip. Just forget that. You know, we're wearing masks, and we're supposed to be.
I get it, Coach.
Staying safe, but I don't understand why those policies are in place if we're not going to, if it's not going to help our kids. Yeah.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's turn it over. Before we get to the offense, let's talk a little bit about special teams.
You can't say special teams without not mentioning Kyle Rayburg. I mean, Kyle Rayburg, today we did a lot with special teams practice, and we had about 5 kickoffs. 3 of them went in the end zone. So he's getting more consistent there. His legs got a lot more powerful than it was as a sophomore year, that's for sure.
Man, if we call a touchback on the Brunswick High broadcast on Friday night, that's going to make news right there.
Well, Kyle Rayburg, let's hope COVID don't get him too. But he's doing a fantastic job for us in the kicking game, both punting, kickoffs, and PAT field goals. But we have another kid that's punting too. We're gonna give him an opportunity. AJ, Elvine, he's done a really good job in practice, and he's gonna get an opportunity to do some punting as well because he's been crushing it. We just hope he can do it on a Friday night.
Good deal, Coach. Talk a little bit. We've got some bookend tackles on that offensive line that are 300-pound plus, and they're kind of the centerpiece of this offensive line, major Division I prospects. Talk a little bit about the offensive line.
Well, yeah, our offensive line is definitely anchored by Caleb Cook and Kanaya Charlton. Caleb's a senior. He's been a 3-year starter for us. Kanaya's a junior. Caleb is committed to Georgia Southern. He's had a lot of Division I offers, but that's where he feels most at home. So we look forward to watching him play on Saturdays when he's done with his Friday nights. And then, of course, Kanaya Charlton, he's got an offer from every SEC, the ACC.
You still got him another year.
He's got quite a bit of offers. He's a fantastic young man. Both of these guys are fantastic students, not just fantastic football players. But they're the two tackles that we're hoping that we get to play with for majority of the year. We'll, again, see what COVID brings.
Coach, let me emphasize, you said fantastic students. Caleb Cook had offers from Ivy League schools and service academies.
Every one of them. So, every Ivy League school and every service academy offered Caleb Cook.
That says a lot. That says a lot about that young man right there. Coach, talk a little bit about your wide receivers. Tyrese Jones looks like he may be poised for a breakout season. I know his daddy, that's why I said that.
Tyrese had a very good scrimmage. Yeah, the other day, and he's an explosive player. He can make things happen. Tyrese, he is set up to have a good year. So let's see what it brings. Most consistent receiver we had over the past 2 years is back, for his senior year, and that's Xavier Bean. He does a really good job. So we have those two veterans back again. When Amarion Whitfield is on the offensive side of the ball, he's another veteran that helps out there. But then you also have some sophomores that have really made their presence known. Trey Elbine's a junior, is a tight end that's gonna come in and get some playing time. But Kevin's a sophomore. Kevin Thomas, that's really done well throughout the summer. And then we can't forget about Pat Leggett. You know, he's another explosive player that's gonna be out there in the receiving core. So again, our receiving core has some depth. We have this new kid that came out. He's older, he's a senior. But this is his first year playing with us. His last name is McFadden. And he's going to get some playing time on Friday night, too, because this kid he's electric.
Coach, at quarterback position, you got a senior coming back, ready to have his breakout season that we all thought he was going to have. KJ Lee's done some good things, but you're looking for that consistent season out of him from a leadership standpoint. And I know you're pleased with him so far.
I am. Our quarterback position really probably came the furthest out of all the positions this year. KJ Lee has really turned it on and has gotten a lot better than a year ago. And He is going to be the starter. But Jeffrey Way has really come on too, and he's gotten a lot better than he was a year ago, and he's a junior. So, I'm really confident in KJ's ability to handle this team. And if something was to happen to KJ, I'm very confident that Jeffrey can step in and also lead this team. And, I'm very, very positive. We also have another kid that's explosive. He's young, and he's going to be a good player when he gets a little bit older. It's like Gerald Quick. And he's dynamic running the football and throwing.
Coach, my favorite, I shouldn't say
the Wolfpack.
My favorite position group on the team right now. And they come together. Last year, I felt like they were the leaders of the team. This running back group, they call themselves the Wolfpack. And we have two big time backs, but we've got a more solid depth behind them.
There's six guys in the Wolfpack. Not all of them get named, but there's six of them. Five in particular have been getting majority of the reps, but and I'll talk about them all. One, Ray Simmons and Jacoby Hill. You that's the thunder and lightning. That's the ones that get the and rightfully so. Those guys deserve it. They're great kids. They have great personalities. But one of the things that make them really stand out is they're not selfish ball players. These guys are team ball players, and they have become famous in our community by being just that, being the Wolfpack. They make each other better. They work off of each other. But in that Wolfpack, some others that you just don't, they practice really hard. They get a lot of reps, and you're going to see them more this year, is Leon Charlton. He's back there in the backfield. He's also the same good. And Pat Leggett, you're going to see him in there. And then the fastest kid in the county is Travis Massey, and you're going to see him in the backfield as well. So you got those five in particular are going to be the ones that are carried the load on the varsity. And we got another little Wolfpack guy named Zeb on the JV that I think he's going to be special as well.
I know we're kind of a balanced team in the air raid offense that you run, but it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, we could be a little run heavy.
Yeah, we could be. It's just going to dictate what teams try to take away from us. One thing I do think, we are a balanced football team. We are a balanced offense. We've been that way. But this year, we're dynamic and explosive on both sides. So if you take the run away from us, God help you, because we're going to get you in the air. You take the air part away, you try to stay back, we're coming at you on the ground. So we have the ability to do both. We just have to put it together.
Coach, we go to Pierce County, a place you're familiar with. You coached there for years before you took the Brunswick job in 2017. I know you want to go over there and get this one. This is a season opener, non-region game, but this is one you want to get, don't you?
I do, but the atmosphere, when you go over to Pierce County and you play, the one thing that I will say that I really, really enjoyed in my 6 years over there is the Friday nights, the community comes out and supports. That stadium, because of COVID, they have to limit the amount of people that they can bring in. But you can always count on, 2,000 members of that community or more to be at every single game, regardless who they're playing. So the atmosphere over there is going to be electric. Pierce County has not lost a regular season game in 2 years. They just haven't lost a regular season game, period. They were 10-0 2 years in a row in the regular season.
Wow. So we're going to Pierce County on Friday night. Coach, any last comments before we shut it down for the first Sean Pender show of the year?
Yeah, just, we are, I don't want you to get me wrong, we're going over here to win that ball game. It's just the atmosphere is fantastic. It's a great atmosphere, and I'm going to be excited for our kids to play in it, because this could be a playoff atmosphere right out the gates, right from the get-go. But, besides that, go Pirates.
Good Pirates. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Moondoggies at 7:30 p.m., I'm Kip Branch, and Coach Pender, as always,
go Pirates!
See you next week.